Hi.
Hi. We're back.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome to The Hitch.
Welcome back to The
Welcome
Hitch.
Welcome back to The Hitch, and welcome to new listeners.
Yeah. I'm Dan Sinker, and I make stuff on the internet.
I'm Janice Dillard. I'm a librarian and a cancer survivor. Yeah. And that's kind of how this whole adventure started.
In the worst way possible.
Yes, but sometimes good things can come out of terrible, horrible things. And while cancer is horrible and terrible, we found Evangeline right after I was diagnosed, and we decided, what the heck, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Like, life is short. We have no guarantees for the future. We had been looking at trailers forever. Over, probably 10, 15 years,
at
probably.
Least.
And we were just like, we got to do this now.
Yeah. So we bought a trailer. I think you were what? A couple weeks out from surgery?
Yeah. I was about to have surgery.
Yeah. We bought a trailer. It sat in a storage space
Through the winter.
Through the winter and through your treatments.
So this was the winter of 2017, 2018.
Yeah. And then you got the all clear.
I finished up in April of 2018, and we hit the road in the summer. We hit the road in like mid-June, came back in early August.
Yeah, 60 days out on the road with me and you, our two kids, and a dog.
Yep, they were 12 and 2. No, wait, 3. So 13
and
3.
Yeah.
Yes.
13 and 2, and then he turned 3.
Yeah. So I was almost right.
You were close.
I was getting there. It's all been a bit of a blur these last few years.
We hit 60 days on the road. Last year we went Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, Colorado, Wyoming,
Montana,
and then kind of looped back.
Yeah. Then South Dakota again and back. Yeah.
And this year, we're
hitting going
the road
south.
Again.
We're going south.
And we are going south.
We're
going
to work that air conditioner. Luckily, we have a great air conditioner. Thank God. We bought...
Well, we pushed it a little last year.
Well, we did blow a fuse and shut everything down. Hopefully it holds out. Every campground I've booked has electricity because we know we're going to need it.
Yeah.
We're going south. We live just north of Chicago. We're going south to St. Louis, Memphis,
Austin,
then
Marfa.
Yep. And then southern New Mexico for a while, and then northern New Mexico for a while, Santa Fe, and then up to Colorado, where we'll stay at a few of the places that we stayed at last year that we loved so much. And then we'll head back via Nebraska and Iowa, kind of a straight shot to get back.
Yeah. And we will be officially hitting the road June 10th. New episodes will start on the 17th.
Yep.
But everything kind of got rolling today.
Yeah.
Because when we bought...
Well, wait, we should mention this year it's 64 days on the road.
Yeah, it's true.
So four more days.
Pushing it out by
we're
4 days.
We're pushing it out. We're as many days as possible. We actually get home the day before our older son has to go to his high school orientation.
Yeah.
We're like, and I was tempted to come back that day because
it's
at night
in the day.
And I'm like, let's give him a day.
We need a little bit of wiggle room there.
So 64 days.
Yeah, 64 days. And last year we actually had two chunks, like 2 5-6 day periods where we put the trailer in storage.
Yeah.
And we stayed other places.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we are doing the whole run.
Yeah.
In the trailer.
Which will be great.
Which is going
to
be amazing.
I mean, we only put it in storage because we had to those two weeks.
Yeah.
So we're like excited to not have to do that.
Yeah. And
most of the campsites are booked. There's still a few question marks that I need to deal with.
Yeah, you've been a badass on
but
it, though.
I have been booking like crazy, dealing with the state park websites that are
terrible.
Maddening, but I've been persevering. Sometimes I have to stop, put them down, come back. Because they're like, you almost get the reservation and then somehow the whole system glitches and loses everything.
Always.
Always. State park websites are the worst. that said, state parks can be some of the best. So you just got a deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, today was an exciting day.
Yeah.
And we haven't even hit the road yet.
Yeah. So when we bought the trailer, it's a used trailer. And the general rule of thumb with trailer tires is even if they don't have a lot of wear, you should replace them every 5 years because they spend a lot of time with a lot of weight.
I just don't even want to think about having to change a tire.
Or getting a blowout while driving down the road.
Yeah.
And so last year we were like, you know what? We're not going to deal with it. But
well, when we bought the trailer, the tires were sold like it was basically, you know, they do like a condition report. And it was like, these tires need to be replaced. Yeah. They're bald or whatever. And they weren't.
They weren't bald.
They weren't bald. No. I mean, we drove it all over.
Yeah.
We kept an eye on them, all of that. But it was a hard winter and they didn't look so good. No. And we were like, you know what? It's better to be safe.
Yeah.
We don't know when these tires were put on. We actually don't know how old they are.
I think they're the same age as the whole trailer.
Which is 2012. So, yeah.
So it was time.
Anyway, it was time. So we decided to do it and looked around, called around. That was an adventure in itself.
Yeah, you
because
spent
I was
weeks.
Like, you can't just go to your local tire place.
No.
You can't just go to a regular tire place because you have to tow a trailer there and you have to be able to turn around. And so you know,
and they have to be able to lift it.
They have to be able to lift it. I know I called a couple places that were just like, we could try. And I was like, no, that's not happening. So there are a few different places that specialize in it. And so anyway, we made an appointment for today. We found a place and we went to our storage place and pulled Evangeline out for the summer.
Yeah, she won't go back now.
Yeah, that's it.
One of the deals we worked with the place that's putting the tires on is, can we pick it up on the 10th?
Right.
So, we had to go up. Today, all week we've been looking at the weather because towing in the rain sucks.
And it's been like crazy thunderstorms.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's
this time of year.
Spring in Chicago now is 50 and
rainy
all the time, and the
forecast changes like
constantly.
All the time.
And so, even as of yesterday, we were like, I guess we're towing in the rain.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, the weather forecast changed today. Totally
clear.
Cleared
up.
It was really beautiful.
Zero precipitation.
Easy drive up. We store the trailer just outside Milwaukee, so it's a little more than a mile or a little more than an hour away from where we're at. And we were literally, there's a gas station a quarter of a mile away from the storage place.
Well, as we're driving up, we're basically driving straight north on 94. We're just driving up and it's like, it was completely clear and like beautiful. And we're like, yeah, like just chatting and getting so excited and eating snacks. And then as we're getting closer, it's getting darker.
Yeah, suddenly it got very cloudy.
And darker. And then we're seeing, like, you know how you can see the rain coming down, like, in those, like, sort of lines off in the distance? You're like, I'm like, okay, it's raining over there. Anyway, it was coming. And it was coming at exactly the time that we needed to be hitching up Evangeline and getting and driving an hour.
Yeah.
You have to drive it another hour.
I mean, it was kind of amazing because me and the 14-year-old went into the gas station to get AAA batteries for our walkie-talkies.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, like, it suddenly turned out and it was like a monsoon
through. I just texted you like, well, here it is, you know?
And so we were like, well, I guess we're waiting this out. So we went and got a very early lunch at a burger establishment not far away. And then went to the storage place and
it stopped raining by then.
It stopped raining.
We gave it maybe an hour and it blew through and luckily stopped raining. But there were giant puddles everywhere.
My pants are kind of wrecked.
Yeah.
There was Evangeline. She survived
a good.
Very cold winter.
Very cold winter. Very,
very wet
very
spring.
Wet. Everything's been wet and cold and she was great.
Yeah.
Thankfully, no leaking or anything that we could find.
She was sitting in a big puddle.
Yeah.
But she was dry as can be. Smelled just like summer.
Great. Yeah,
yeah,
we were all so happy to go back inside of her. I was like, oh, I'm so excited to go. I have to admit, I was really nervous yesterday. I mean, part of it was looking at the weather, but also just like, oh, we have to tow again.
Yeah.
And we're just not at that. Even though we did a lot of miles last summer, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we took like one trip in the fall, but it's been a while. And so anytime you follow the habit of something, it's like you have to, you know, and this is one of those things where you're like, I have to really be on. I can't be like sideswiping somebody or getting us in trouble.
Or driving off the road or whatever.
Yeah. So I was a little nervous yesterday.
Yeah, I was nervous. I was nervous this morning for sure.
Kind of dreading it. Like, what are we doing? Like, why are we doing this to ourselves? You know, kind of thing. I mean, I knew why, but like, it is one of those moments. There's always a sort of a moment where I'm like, oh, why? This is so much work. But today I didn't really feel, I was a little nervous, but I wasn't that nervous. I felt okay.
It was amazing to me when we got there how quickly I just fell into the routine of like taking all the little support jacks up and, you know, collecting all the little chocks behind the wheels. Like I wasn't even, I was just like an autopilot. It was kind of amazing. And like,
yeah, you remembered everything.
Hitching up was super easy.
I had some trouble backing up. Like I definitely am out of practice.
I couldn't remember which way you're supposed to turn. Yeah. So it took a little bit. Getting the ball lined up with the hitch did take a minute.
I was remembering moments last summer. There were times when I would just like back straight up first try and boom. I mean, not usually. Yeah.
But by the end of it, you were getting pretty good.
I was like a little annoyed that it was taking me so long, but it's fine.
But I was remembering last summer when we left and I was watching YouTube videos of how to hitch in the storage place.
I know. We really didn't know what we were doing
at
all.
Instead, this time it was like the hardest thing was just getting the car lined up. And then it was just like, boom, 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 boom. All right, we're good to go.
I had a moment where I panicked a little because before we did our big trip last year, I was like looking at all these YouTube videos of, you know, watching people who have done this for a long time. And one of the suggestions one of them had was like always have a checklist every time you leave a place and, you know, all this stuff. And this is something we've talked about doing and have never done it. Right. And so suddenly I had this kind of flood of anxiety when you were hitching stuff up. And I was like, we didn't make a checklist. And like, what would even be on that checklist? Yeah. And, you know, I kind of, but you remembered, which
was
great.
I mean, it was really interesting. It was like, that was a muscle that hadn't atrophied. Like I totally knew how to do it right away, which was pretty exciting. Like to me, that was the first moment where I stopped being nervous.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, right. We did this a lot.
Yeah, we did a lot of miles last year. So that's
pulling out was vaguely terrifying.
Yeah.
Still.
I was like, how do I turn again? And like, you're just so long.
Yeah.
So long. And, you know, there's not a lot of room in between the other trailers and RVs in the storage place, and so I was really concerned that I didn't want to crash into anyone, and I was just kind of like, how do I do this again? Like it takes a while to get the feel and so anyway, I kind of went long and then I just took it really slowly, and Dan was on the outside with the walkie-talkie, and you know, we took our time. I mean, and I guess that is good advice I've gotten from a lot of people. Just go slow if you need to. And we could, because there was nobody else around. It was fine. But then you're like, oh, how do the brakes work and everything? And I like, I swear, I tapped the brakes and it was like, weird! You know, like this. Yeah. So braking is completely different, you know? And it took a while. It took a little while. And that threw me a little bit at the beginning. I was like, we had to like pull out on this road and that was semi-busy, and I was just like, oh. But it, you know what? It didn't take that long before I felt okay. So that was good. And
It was definitely, it was one of those things where it was like, the miles felt very long the whole time. It was only about a 60-mile drive, and it felt like a 200-mile drive.
It really felt like it took forever, and it kind of did.
And part of that was by design. We did not jump back on 94.
We didn't get on the interstate,
which would have been the fastest way to do it. We took sort of side highways and
94 is under massive construction, and I was like, I am not dealing with that with like big cement walls and things right up next to the road. And so we took highways, and actually, it was great.
It was really nice.
It was beautiful, just kind of rolling green hills of southern Wisconsin and going through these little towns. And I thought I was like more chill than I think I was, because when I got out, I was like all amped
you
up.
You were really amped
and like,
up when we finally got there.
And I had to deal with like the tire guy, and he's like asking me questions and I'm like, oh, I don't know, you know, because so.
Yeah, you were so hyped up that you couldn't unlock the door.
I know, I couldn't get it
open. The trailer.
But the thing is, well, and it's funny because it is kind of hard to open. And I realized it. That's, again, another thing that I got out of the habit
right,
of.
Right, totally.
It's like now I'm like, oh, yeah, now I remember how that door works. But it is, at least for now, and maybe it'll change, but towing is like a completely like just high level, you know, I'm just like very aware. It's kind of when I was very, you know, when I just started driving when I was 16 or whatever, like very, you know, so it's kind of stressful. But that said, I was remembering back last year to when we did our first camping trip ever. Like we did a weekend trip before our big trip and it was nothing
like
that. It
was terrifying. Well, even just,
I was thinking when we were getting, sheer terror.
You know, when we were getting on a minor highway today and it was pretty fine.
Yeah, there was
but it was still
traffic.
Like, oh, what's going on?
I know.
Last year, the first time we took it on the highway was on day one of our actual trip where we were going to do that for 60 days. And it was just like, God, we knew nothing last year. And now I feel like we know enough to know that there's a lot we don't know.
Right.
And that, I think, is going to be the dynamic this time. Like, I know now what I should be afraid of. Last year, I didn't even know what to be afraid of, you know? And so that's certainly...
Last year, we didn't know enough to know that we didn't like, what we didn't know. Yeah. Which was basically everything.
Everything.
And we got ourselves into a couple of situations which were really difficult.
We won't
and
do that this year.
We're not,
hopefully.
You know, hopefully not. I mean, who knows?
It'll be different situations.
But now I feel like we know just enough to know that there's a whole lot we still don't know. But we are, you know, doing our best to be very careful and trying to learn as we go along. And today was okay. Like, it really was. It wasn't bad. And luckily, we didn't have to drive through a crazy thunderstorm. And we got it into the shop, and she's going to get new tires, which will be
de-winterized.
Great. De-winterized.
New tires. I realized that we need to call them and ask them to fill the propane tanks.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because one of them is empty, and the other one is probably partly.
Well, and we're also getting our wheel bearings repacked, which is something I don't even know what that means. But when I was calling around, people were asking me about it. Like, oh, well, are you going to also do this? It's apparently something you're supposed to do once a year. And so I'm like, okay. Anyway, so we're still learning.
Yeah. But she's getting fixed up.
She's getting fixed
up. We're getting packed up.
Yeah. A lot
of
that.
And we will be hitting the road in barely more than 2 weeks.
And hopefully you'll want to come along.
Yeah. And we'll have a week's worth of episodes up starting on the 17th.
On the 17th, yeah.
And yeah, you'll be riding along.
Yep.
We'll be hopefully not screwing up too bad.
I know, I hope not. Take it one day at a time.
Yeah, and we'll be doing that for 64 days.
Yep.
So we'll see you soon.
See you then.
Bye.